We're continuing the Seder HaDorot. We're up to the year 2123. Avram commands Yitzchak to keep the mitzvos of Hashem, and Avram blesses him and passes away when Yaakov and Esav are 15 years old. There's a medrash that says that Avram passed away in the month of Teves. It says that Hashem promised Avram Tikaver b'seiva tova Rashi Tevos Tevet Tikaver b'seiva tova. Everyone came, all the Canaanites with their kings and their nobles, all the families that Avram had already established, they all came to bury Avram. They wept over him, they eulogized him. Even children wept, because Avram was good to everyone, and he was good with Hashem and good with people, and there was never a God-fearing person like him from the day he was a little boy. And after Avram passed away, so Esav went out hunting. And Nimrod, the king of Babylon, also known as Amraphel, he went with his brave warriors hunting. And Nimrod always hated Esav because Nimrod was jealous of Esav. So that day Esav goes hunting, and he happens upon Nimrod going with his two men, and all the great warriors were far away, and everyone's looking to hunt. So Esav hid and lay ambush for Nimrod, and when Nimrod approached, Esav jumped him and drew his sword and cut off his head. And then Esav fought bravely against the two men who were with him and killed them. And then the brave warriors who had all been hunting heard the ruckus. They heard the two men yell before they were killed. And so they ran over there to see what's going on. And when Esav saw all of them coming, so he grabbed Nimrod's precious clothing and ran and hid them in his house. And he's all scared, he's all panicked. He comes to Yaakov and he says, "I'm gonna die. They're all after me. What do I need these rights to the firstborn?" And so Yaakov buys the rights to being firstborn and Esav's right in the cave in the Marasa Machpelah. And he brought witnesses and they wrote a document. And Yaakov gave him a sword in exchange for the rights to the firstborn. And it's interesting, it seems, that Avram Avinu and Nimrod died on the same day. All his life, Nimrod wants to kill Avram from the time Avram's a little boy. They end up dying on the same day. And who kills Nimrod? Avram's own grandson. Nimrod was king over the planet for 185 years. He lived to the year to the age of 215. They took his body, they buried him in Babylon, and his kingdom was divided. So his family was taken into slavery by different kings. And before we continue, we skipped a few midrashim. The Zohar says that the precious clothing of Nimrod were the clothing of Adam Arishon, and when Yaakov was blessed, so he took them. In the Yalkut Shimonian, in Pirkei Rav Lezer, it says that Esav killed Nimrod and his son Chiver. And when Esav says, "I'm going to die," why was he so scared? He was scared that he'd get killed over having killed Esav, over having killed Nimrod, that Nimrod's buddies would lay ambush for Esav. So why was he hungry? Why was he so tired? Because on that same day, he killed three people and ran. He had some serious fights that day. So it turns out that Yaakov buys the rights to the firstborn when they're both 15 years old. the year Avram passed away, there was a great famine, and Yitzchak travels in the direction of Egypt, and Hashem appears to him and tells him, don't go down to Egypt, go to Gerar, to Avimelech, the Philistine king. And Yitzchak lived in one of the king's apartments, and the king could look into Yitzchak's apartment. His house, his palace was just opposite that apartment. And so he did. And he sees Yitzchak laughing with his wife Rivka, whatever that means. And Avimelech realizes that they're husband and wife, even though they claimed they were siblings. And so he orders them dressed with royal clothing and led around the city with a declaration saying anyone who touches him or his wife is going to die. And he gave him fields and vineyards, gave him all the fat of the land. And so he prospered. He had a lot of sheep. And when the famine was over, Yitzchak traveled out to Hebron because Hashem told him that's where he should go. And okay, we'll pick up here next time.